This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The death toll in the collapse of a Florida condominium tower has risen to 18 with the discovery of two more bodies, according to the mayor of Miami-Dade County. At a news conference, Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG six more victims were found Wednesday, including two children.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
Officials were also worried about the possibility of severe weather interfering with search efforts. They are keeping an eye on two disorganized storm systems in the Atlantic Ocean. The National Hurricane Center said the storms have a chance of becoming tropical systems, but it is not clear whether they would pose a threat to the U.S. Comedian Bill Cosby has returned home after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his sexual assault conviction Wednesday. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
When he first arrived home, Cosby flashed the V for victory sign. He appeared before reporters but did not speak.
Mr. Cosby, how you feeling? Are you happy to be out?
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled Cosby had an agreement with a previous prosecutor that he would not face charges in the case brought by District Attorney Kevin Steele. Lawyer and legal analyst Priya Sapori says this ruling covers just the Andrea Constand case.
There is nothing in this decision that would prevent any of the number of alleged victims of Bill Cosby from coming forward and attempting to prosecute their cases.
Four justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor. Three others dissented. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow gained 0.61%, the S&P added 0.13%, but the Nasdaq dropped by 0.1%.